From national news in D.C.
to behind-the-scenes coverage of the Nebraska Capitol,
this is your Capitol Connection.
And now, bringing the Capitol to you,
here's your host, Nate Graz.
The Nebraska legislature sent a strong message last week, voting overwhelmingly to pull a pro-life bill out of committee so it can have the opportunity to be debated and voted on by the full legislature. We'll talk about the powerful messages that pro-life senators delivered from our state capitol last week and what needs to happen next to pass the dismemberment abortion ban into law. We'll get to all of this and more on this week's Capitol Connection. As always, we are broadcasting from the Nebraska Family Alliance studio in Lincoln, just blocks away from our state capitol, where state senators reconvened last week for the first time since the legislative session was indefinitely suspended in March. But senators are back now, and thankfully, one of the first major actions they took was to vote on a poll motion to bring LB 814, a bill introduced by Senator Suzanne Geist of Lincoln, that prohibits the practice of dismembering preborn children while they are still alive. We talked about this on the show last week, and today we are very thankful to report that the debate and vote on the poll motion was successful. It went better than expected. Senators voted overwhelmingly in favor of pulling this bill out of the Judiciary Committee, where it has been stuck since being introduced on the first day of the session back in January. 25 yes votes were needed in order for the poll motion to be successful, and there ended up being 30 votes in favor of pulling the bill from committee. The final vote was 30 in favor, 8 opposed, and 7 present and not voting. And the importance of this vote really can't be understated. Poll motions are very rare. They don't happen very often. And so for the Nebraska legislature to overwhelmingly vote to pull a major pro-life bill out of committee sends an incredibly strong message about our state and our pro-life values and the thousands of people across our state who believe in the right to life and that we need to take action to protect the lives of unborn children. And had this vote not been successful, the bill would be dead. So this was a big deal. This was a huge moment for pro-life senators and for our state. And thankfully, they didn't miss it. They were prepared. They came out swinging. They capitalized on it. They delivered powerful speeches one after the other in defense of the bill, in defense of pulling it out of committee, and in defense of the unborn in general. And again, what this bill would do is end the practice of tearing apart babies in the womb while they're still alive. And what senators were voting on last week was this poll motion filed by Senator Geist that allowed the full legislature to vote to bring the bill out of committee because so far the committee had taken no action. So it was just stuck there where it would ultimately fail. So we had 30 state senators say, yes, this bill deserves to be heard and debated by the full legislature. It should not remain stuck in committee. 8 senators said no, despite the fact that this bill was introduced on day 1 in January and has 25 co-sponsors, which is a majority of the body. We don't even want to have a discussion on this bill. And additionally, 7 senators heard all about the bill and what dismemberment abortion does to a living child in the womb and how it endangers women's health and how even former abortion clinic employees are asking for this procedure to be prohibited. And then they voted present, not voting. And yes, that is an option that senators have, but it's doubtful that that's what the people of their district voted to send them down to the legislature to do. But this was a fascinating debate that unfolded on the floor of the legislature. And our pro-life state senators, we are so proud and thankful for them because they were ready for this and they dominated the debate with facts and moving speeches and compelling arguments. And, you know, unsurprisingly, the opposition, they did their best. We heard a lot of ridiculous arguments about why this bill should remain stuck in committee and why this legislation is not something that should be pursued at this time. But again, thankfully, the vast majority of senators stood strong and voted yes to bring this bill out of committee. And this was important not just for the merits of the bill, which are huge, but also just for the public education and awareness. There hasn't been this much of a direct conversation and debate about specific abortion procedures in Nebraska in quite some time. So this was very eye-opening, I think, for a lot of people to hear that this procedure of dismemberment abortion is even allowed to happen in Nebraska. And we got to see very clearly where senators stand onto this issue that is so important to so many people across our state. And multiple senators commented on how many emails and phone calls were coming into their offices asking them, urging them to support this bill. So thank you to everyone who reached out to their state senator and asked them to vote yes. It paid dividends, and this bill now has the opportunity to move forward. And so today I want to talk about some of the things that were shared on the floor about this bill and the poll motion and how senators voted, because it's critical that we're paying attention to what our representatives, what they are saying on the floor of the legislature and the policy decisions that they are making that impact the lives that we live and literally life or death scenarios for unborn children and how we are going to govern this issue in our state. It was one of the most moving and impactful debates that I've ever heard unfold on the floor of the legislature. And so we're going to play some clips from some state senators and their remarks that they gave last week during debate on the poll motion for LB 814, including from bill sponsor Senator Geist, as well as some of what the opposition said and how senators responded. So first, this is State Senator Suzanne Geist last week delivering her opening remarks for her poll motion for LB 814.
I believe the citizens of Nebraska deserve to hear the details of my bill, and that the majority of its citizens will agree with its premise. And the premise is this: it is barbaric to cause the death of a living human being by pulling it apart limb by limb in the 12th to 24 weeks of pregnancy. As I talk to constituents and other citizens of Nebraska, they have the same reaction I did when I first learned about this bill. First, they're surprised that this procedure is actually legal. Second, they're horrified it's taking place in our state. And in both cases, it is. In this procedure, again, the doctor will actually tear off the arms and legs of the child piece by piece until the child either bleeds to death, its spinal cord is broken, or its skull is crushed. So really, regardless of our individual opinions on abortion, I think most of us, if not all, can agree that no living creature, and certainly no human being, should be subjected to this barbaric act in the name of women's health. LB 814 does not remove access to abortion in Nebraska. It simply requires that this particular method in the second trimester no longer be practiced in our state. And I'll be clear, this practice is a common second trimester procedure nationwide, but it is uncommon in Nebraska. In 2019, there were 6 dismemberment abortions in Nebraska out of 181 total second trimester abortions. That's only 3% of that total. In 2018, there were 32 out of a total of 178, or 18%. And in 2017, there were 21 out of a total 133, or 16%. So obviously, this bill is not designed to deny access to abortions. Once again, I would like to say that I bring this motion with no disrespect to the Judiciary Committee or to Senator Lathrop. I'm simply following the rules that govern this body in order to have this priority bill heard and debated. There are many important issues we will be debating in the remaining days of the session: the budget, property taxes, and business incentives, just to name a few. I believe the discussion of human dignity belongs at the top of that list. How we as a society treat the vulnerable and defenseless is worthy of a hearing and worthy of our debate. If ever there were a least, a last, or a lost, these are them. Thank you, Mr. President.
Excellent remarks from Senator Geist, and she's absolutely right. How we treat the most vulnerable in our society and the dignity of human life should always be at the top of the list of priorities that the state legislature is addressing and debating and voting on. And this is absolutely something that is deserving and worthy of a full discussion by the state legislature. And I love that Senator Geist not only spoke truth to power here, but she did so compassionately and lovingly, because that's what being pro-life is about. It's about standing for truth, but it's also about standing for compassion and for love, both for women and their unborn children. But unfortunately for some, that message did fall on deaf ears. State Senator Megan Hunt of Omaha is one of the leading opponents to this bill, and this is what she said in response immediately following Senator Geist's remarks, speaking about why she objects to both the bill and the poll motion.
Colleagues, please understand that this bill is going to go the distance. We're going to take every minute possible on this bill. I'm going to pull every shenanigan out of my sleeve to stop this bill. And that might not be something you like, but when you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. And that's what I feel is going on right now with this type of bill right now and the type of climate that we have in our culture, in our community, in Nebraska, based on the things that Nebraskans are asking us to work on. In a pandemic, when we're in this unventilated chamber, when half of you aren't wearing masks most of the time, when we know Nebraskans are in serious economic distress because they tell us all the time, using any channel they can get their hands on to reach out to us and get us to care about what they're facing, forcing a conversation on a poll motion for an unconstitutional bill that will take away health care is not appropriate. Before we adjourned because of the pandemic, Senator Geist filed a motion to move this extremely controversial bill to general file, this bill that was never voted out of committee. And now, instead of doing the responsible thing for Nebraskans and withdrawing her motion, we're here and it's been scheduled very last on the agenda for a late night. So this is a time when fewer people are watching us on NET. We've seen this happen in many states across the country. These abortion bills, these abortion bans that get passed in the dark of night, when fewer people are paying attention, when anti-abortion legislators think that they can slip something, you know, under constituents' noses.
Play stupid games and win stupid prizes. That's the rebuttal to a bill that says we are not going to allow living children in the womb to be torn apart limb by limb. There's so much wrong with that statement and the opposition that was presented. And by and large, throughout the debate, it was very clear that the opposition wanted to spend as little amount of time as possible actually talking about the merits of the bill and about the specific procedure that the bill addresses. And what Senator Hunt, in her comments, failed to acknowledge was that there are already other abortion methods available in the second trimester that are already happening more commonly than this one, that this bill doesn't touch. So it's not an abortion ban. It's not creating this undue burden or restricting access. It's defending the most vulnerable in our population and ensuring that this barbaric practice that degrades and devalues human life in society is not happening anymore in our state. And also this idea that it was, you know, snuck in here at the last minute in the dead of night so that no one knows it's happening is just completely untrue. For one, the poll motion was filed all the way back in March. The bill has been in existence since January, And everyone knew this was coming. We've been talking about the pull motion vote for weeks. This was not a surprise. It was not done in the dead of night. And there was a full lengthy discussion about it. People had been talking about it and reaching out to senators and expressing their opinions on the bill. So that just simply isn't true. And certainly needed to draw a strong response. And thankfully it did. And it did so immediately. State Senator Julie Slama of Peru took exception to those comments from Senator Hunt and responded very powerfully. This is Senator Slama responding to Senator Hunt's comments and explaining why she supports both the pull motion and LB 814.
To follow up on some of Senator Hunt's comments, because they did strike a few thoughts within me, folks are reaching out about LB 814 to my office by the dozens in support of this bill. These are constituents reaching out in support of this bill. So if that's our gauge for the things that matter in this body, LB 814 has that going for it, because my emails and my calls into my office have been overwhelmingly in support of this bill. Moreover, Senator Hunt's reference that this bill is being pulled from committee in the dark of the night is false. First off, it is still light outside. And second off, I think this is a great time to be bringing this bill. Folks are off work and can actually watch the legislature. That's one thing that I do hear as a common complaint from folks in my district, that most of our proceedings go on when my constituents are at work. So I think this is a great time and opportunity for the second house to tune in and watch our proceedings. And I'm sure we've got plenty of people tuned in today. The last thing that I want to address from Senator Hunt is the quote, "play stupid games and win stupid prizes" comment. Let's talk about what we're discussing here with LB 814. This is a ban on dismemberment abortions of a living baby. I'll reference Dr. Kathy Altman's testimony from the Judiciary Committee hearing on February 20th, 2020. During a dismemberment abortion, I would drain the amniotic fluid using a suction curette, bringing the baby into the lower portion of the uterus. I used a clamp to grasp whatever I could, usually an arm or a leg, and by pulling down and twisting, I would tear it from the body and place it on a tray. Once I couldn't get anything else, I would open my clamp wider and grasp and crush the chest and then the head. I could tell when I had done this, because the white substance, the brains, would leak out. LB 814 does not outright ban the removal of a dead baby from a mother's womb. If the baby is killed through other means, whether it be a chemical injection, that's the most common method, or if the child has passed before the removal, LB 814 does not ban that removal. It simply says that you cannot pull a living baby limb from limb from its mother's womb. You cannot pull a baby limb from its mother's womb. So, Senator Hunt, I do take issue with your quote, of playing stupid games to win stupid prizes, because this is a very serious issue, and just because you can't hear a baby scream doesn't mean that it's in pain, as its limbs are being ripped from its body without any sort of anesthetic and without any sort of demise occurring before this child is removed from the womb. I'd like to thank Senator Geist for bringing this bill, and again, I stand in full support of LB 814 and the poll motion to bring it to the floor for debate. Thank you, Mr. President.
That is what we're talking about here, and good for Senator Slama for speaking so forcefully in defense of the bill and the pull motion and taking the opposition's arguments head on. And thankfully, she wasn't the only one. There were many senators after her who continued to speak powerfully in defense of the bill and about this procedure and why there is simply no reason it should be allowed to take place in our state. And so the last clip that we're going to play today is from State Senator Ben Hansen from Blair, who spoke in support of the bill and talked about how this issue intersects with some of the national conversations that have been taking place recently about equality and justice, and why this is something that the legislature absolutely needs to address. This is State Senator Ben Hansen.
If you comprehend the essential categories of biology and the principles of equality and equal justice under the law, which we all do as Americans, I hope, then you should be able to understand and agree to the idea of not only the gruesome act of tearing a fetus apart in the womb, but of the pro-life proposition in general. It's what we call fundamental equality. And I do have to address a couple things that my colleagues who oppose this mentioned. One of them mentioned that this is irresponsible for us to bring this forward today. Irresponsible? In light of tearing a baby apart inside of a womb, this is irresponsible? And somebody's inbox is full of people asking for assistance of COVID. My inbox is full of people asking us not to murder children inside the womb by tearing them apart. So in my priority of issues I need to legislate, that's pretty high, probably one of the highest order. And we are talking about some of the most vulnerable people in our society. There are people who do need food stamps. There are do need people who need medical assistance to some degree. But there are some people who also deserve not to be murdered inside of a womb. Man, what the hell are we doing? We're actually up here talking about not tearing a child apart inside of a womb. We're actually debating this right now. We're not even debating this. We're debating bringing this onto the floor to debate it. That's how ridiculous this sounds. So I'm sorry if I get a little emotional sometimes. It's an emotional subject to me.
1 minute.
And if anybody has ever seen pictures of what it looks like after it's done, or while somebody's doing it, I think that takes some self-reflection if you're still going to vote for this. Even though I understand right now we're just discussing the merits of bringing it onto the floor, which are laudable, I just hope we remember this during the debate and when we do bring it on the floor. Thank you, Mr. President.
That was just one of the many great pro-life speeches given by our state senators. Later in the debate, for example, Senator Lowe of Kearney actually took a full minute to observe a moment of silence for the lives of unborn children lost to abortion during his time on the mic. And I don't believe that has ever happened before in the Nebraska legislature. It was incredibly powerful to watch the entire legislature come to a halt and stand in silence for a full minute for the lives of unborn children. So thank you, Senator Lowe, for that moving, courageous, and important stand for life. And thank you to all of our senators who voted yes on this poll motion. And again, for those of you who contacted your state senators, it made a huge difference. And if you go to the Nebraska Family Alliance Facebook page, you can see a video of the full debate as well as a link to how state senators voted. And so now, as we close the show, we want to talk about what happens next. So the poll motion was successful. It can move forward. And now the bill will be rescheduled for first round debate by the full legislature. And so this will be the first time that the legislature will actually vote to advance the bill itself. Every bill has to go through three rounds of voting. So the next time the bill gets rescheduled, which we expect to be early this week, it'll be back on the agenda. The legislature will take it up again, and they will have the opportunity to vote to advance this bill. Again, it'll have to go through three rounds of voting, like every bill does. But because the pull motion was successful, we at least now have that opportunity. As we heard in Senator Hunt's remarks, there's going to be a filibuster. That's not a surprise. Opponents like Planned Parenthood and the ACLU are working very hard to try to defeat this bill. And so when a bill is filibustered, that raises the threshold for the number of votes that you need to pass the bill. It will need 33 senators to vote to advance the bill. And we believe that number, 33, it's right within reach. It is very possible. There is absolutely a path forward for this bill. It's close. It will be by the slimmest of margins, both in terms of the votes needed and the time to get it done. But it does have a path forward, and it's going to be taken up again this week by the legislature, and it is critical that senators continue to hear from their constituents. So please take a moment, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org for more information about the bill and how to contact your state senator. This is our opportunity to come together to stand for the dignity and sanctity of human life and to end dismemberment abortion in Nebraska. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be back next week with more updates and information. Until then, I'm your host, Nate Graz, Policy Director for the Nebraska Family Alliance. Hoping you'll join us again next week. Thanks for listening to your Capital Connection.